morning sickness.
You've been deceived by an agent of Satan himself. He's evil.
Sitting right here. Come on.
No, no, he's not evil. He's just a bit rude.
98.
Oh, man. You guys have no idea what fun is occurring right here in this building. This makes me not want to wake up from the anesthesia. This is stuff I can't be part of these things.
I get excited and pumped for these things.
Yeah, our sales staff is evidently having they're all going to dress the same. And they gave them all T-shirts. We were wondering what the T-shirts on their desks were for this morning when I came in. Like, what? And they've got little – and they're putting up a – this is the best part. Now, this is such a WKRP moment for us to witness because we're the – look, this is how radio works. We, as the on-air personalities, are the absolute dregs of society.
Oh, yeah.
We are the dirt balls that make this thing work. We are the ones nobody really wants to deal with. It is questionable whether or not they want me to meet clients. Like, that's always a thing. Like, well, maybe they don't necessarily need to meet John. Because if they hate me, they lose money. So today, in their incredible wisdom, as the weather reports, possible 45-mile-an-hour winds today, they are currently setting up. By the way, screen facing east, a white movie screen on our back patio in the middle of the daytime. Now, I'm no scientist, but I'm almost positive that a movie screen doesn't show much. Like, the drive-ins were never open in the daytime.
It's a tough view.
So this motivational movie thing they're about to show, it's got no chance.
What's Amy doing now? She's hanging stuff on the screen.
Well, she's smart. She'll hang herself because this is this meeting. So we're about to have a Dunder Mifflin meeting outside, and they're making them all wear motivational T-shirts. They must have had rough numbers at KDKB, and they have to have one of those. Everybody smile and act like everything's all right because you're about to get fired if you don't listen to what we're doing. Oh, okay, good. It's not a movie screen.
Oh, okay.
Thing.
Looks like it's just
like a whiteboard.
A marquee.
Oh, this is great. This is do we have a motivational speaker coming in?
First place gets a brand new keys to a BMW.
Right.
Second place
gets the barbecue
steak
that's
knives.
Been out there for 2 years.
Actually, I guarantee you one of Tripp's five cars in the parking lot is what he... Somebody's going to win a 2014 black Jeep Wrangler. He's just trying to get rid of some merch. And
third place, you're effing fired.
Right. This is it. This is the always be selling. Always be selling. It's the ABCs. 1, 2, 3. Who's with me? It's terrible what's going to happen out here today. And unfortunately, I'm not invited to it because they know I'll make fun of it the whole time. But they're going to try to motivate the sales staff today. Evidently, and I only know this from having seen it. If you drive by our building today, give a big Nelson Muntz as you drive by because these poor salespeople are being forced to listen to other salespeople tell them how great they could be. But that just tells me they're not doing very good. And I know where they're doing great. Right here. KUPD is good. This is for the KDKB number. They got to boost those, right?
So what time does this meeting start? About 9?
We got to get on this. 10 o'clock, I would assume. So everybody's going to come here.
We need a bunch of listeners just on their horns driving down 52nd Street.
Oh, that dude with that big train horn. Just park in our parking lot and hold it.
Oh, God.
All right, when this guy stops, thanks a lot, Holmberg asshole. This is why you're not invited to our party.
Plus, we're going to get sued by the NFL for the ripping off that
just,
logo.
Yes.
We're not selling them, so it's okay. But what's going to be better is the email that's going to go out in a little bit says, all sales staff, we're not going to get them. Join us for individually wrapped subs from Porta Subs in our awesome new rally T-shirts.
I'm getting in on that.
I hope, my deep hope is that there's Layla. She loves this stuff. My deep hope is that they put
it's too bright for Layla to be out there. She'll walk through a window.
Oh, she doesn't do door window very well. You're right. The numbers that are going up, and they're basically playing musical chairs. If your name is not associated to a number, you're not in the cast anymore.
That could be the first thing.
That would be if this was a firing, this would be incredible.
Count the chairs. Count the people.
Is there anything worse than American business? When seeing them set up the meeting it's so bad.
So I don't know Dunder if Mifflin. He's helping Amy or he's about ready to push her through the window.
He's holding her, but Joseph is standing behind Amy, who's on a chair right now, putting up numbers on a high board. And you realize that with sexual harassment at its height, he has to keep his hands off of her in case she falls. She has to, if she starts falling, she has to fall into him.
Yeah, yeah.
He's not holding her. He's doing the Keanu.
He
no touching.
Yep.
But if you do lose your balance, you're going to bang into me. I hope we can agree that that's
the best
all right.
I can do is hope to save you from a concussion.
This is phenomenal. And they gave him all shirts and lanyards. They get little special lanyards to put, like you do a child, to pretend like, hey, it's Timmy's birthday party. We got y'all lanyards for all access. It's all access to your own work.
Oh, man. We need train horn guy coming by.
Train horn guy, please. I'll pay you. Man. All right, this is clearly Holmberg's fault. And we love – I tell you right now, we would love to get rid of him, but the numbers are astounding. Did you see them yesterday? God damn it.
1100 North 52nd Street.
Yeah, and then
just
I go out there.
Just a parade of train horns.
I go out there and I'm like, hey, John, what's going on? And I leave and I'm like, that dick, he ruins all of our meetings. I'm calling out because these are hilarious. Brady, you've had to sit through these because you used to do sales.
I miss them.
You do?
No.
It was a good nap for you. Did they ever offend you with the all-campus rocker T-shirt that was too small and you had to wear it? So Brady went in there and like sausage casing.
No, thank God.
They always got it right. Oh, yeah. This is great.
I don't know if we ever did.
Team building. Come on, John. You might have before that.
Team building.
Come on.
You know what should build the team? Every 2 weeks, you get a check. Keep it up. It's up to you to make that check big enough. If that's not motivation enough, that you get a free T-shirt and a lanyard to your own job.
So who do you feel worse for? Joseph or Hammy?
I feel worse for him.
He's the ringleader.
Yeah, because he's got to tell everybody they suck. And essentially, that's what these motivational things. Hey, you guys have sucked pretty bad.
But not as bad as
so
you
we
could.
We threw a little weird party for you to make you not so sad. It's like cheering up a child.
I don't know if I'm any good at Little League anymore. Sure you are, champ. You're great at Little League. All you got to do is catch the ball, throw the ball, and hit the ball. And you're struggling with those three things, but I'm here to help.
It's Bull Durham. You know what that makes you? Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers.
Now, we brought in a new guy.
Oh, and there's going to be a dude. The better part is there's going to be some dude we don't know we paid. 14% cut from all your
checks. It's that dude right there.
Oh, yeah, it is.
He's standing right
there.
Oh,
he's not part of our staff?
No, I don't think so. I think he's a Hubbard guy. I think he's like a bigwig.
Well, he still may be leading
them. Don't get me wrong. All these people are awesome people. But these moments where
Wintermeyer's got a different color.
How come, yeah, uh-oh.
He's got different colors.
Wintermeyer's split teams.
Oh, no.
Mustards. Yeah, they pit him against each other.
Oh.
This is going to be great. Oh, it's so Dunder Mifflin. This is like watching The Office.
Why is Ben out there?
It's what? I'm glad we have money to buy the. All right, settle down 14%. You got your checks back to normal. Everybody calm down. But you're
those
right.
Those are long gone.
There's a reason the furniture finally out there.
There isn't a doubt that he's wrong, but they printed T-shirts.
That was paid with bonus money, all right?
Look, you want to bitch about your 14%, call Woody. He's the problem.
There's a hat with everyone's name in it or a bowl.
Door prize.
I hope that's the fire.
That's door
bowl.
Prize.
That's all right. You'll be able to pick
in. Pull out your name. It's like Survivor.
Don't pick number six. Don't pick number six.
They're voting people off. Jill Short. That's two
Damn
votes
it.
For Jill. One vote for Lisa.
If we see some tiki torches,
this is
they
awesome.
Extinguish them.
Oh, snuff out Wintermeyer right there on the thing. And he has to limp back to his car.
So this is also people at the top can say that they've done a job, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's an attaboy thing.
It's to call your
the
boss
program that you
and
put
say,
together?
Look at what I've
call
done.
Call your boss. We had a great meeting this morning. We really had this. We had a lot of good information. We passed on a lot of things. I think you got to do. We gave them all the tools necessary, that kind of garbage that gets spewed around in offices.
Show me how they use the tools.
Now, look, I couldn't survive it because, A, I'd be a terrible salesperson.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
B, I'd be awful.
All
so
of us.
They're better at me. But
except for Brady because Brady's done.
Brady, you could do it. You like meeting people and sleeping in front of them and stuff.
Yeah.
He's done that. Still my favorite Brady story, I think.
Are you sleeping?
Middle of selling a guy a thing. Guy had to wake him.
Did you get the sale?
Yeah.
That was a closer right there.
Such a done deal. I'm going to take a nap.
You've nestled in. Your little head's nestled into your shoulders. Are you you all right? I guarantee you before he woke you, that guy put a mirror under your nose. I think the big fella died. Nope, he's breathing. Hey, wake up, asshole.
So you're going to buy or not, Chief?
So what was that? The Bridal Mart, right?
No, I got to remember the
Brady
client.
Had the Bridal Mart account, too.
Oh, yeah. He was great.
Yeah, that guy just kept churning out dough.
Year after year.
And one Mexican wedding after another in his little weird strip mall.
Yep. Packing them.
Hey, we are getting married again.
All right. How long till the baby's due? 5 months. All right. We got to get this done by the
only
weekend.
Bought overnights.
Yeah, the Bridal Mart for people who stayed up all night long and thinking about getting hitched.
That contract,
you know why?
Every year.
That's
every
brilliant.
Overnight, one spot an hour.
Because you know
from
who's...
From midnight to 5 a.m.
Oh, it's like Events and Adventures here.
But
every hour.
Yeah. Bridal Mart was amazing to think of that because that's marketing genius. You'd never find that out in one of these meetings we're having outside today. Is that the guy sat and thought, who do I target? You target the dude who can't sleep because his girlfriend said she's pregnant. And he's up at 3 in the morning. He's going, there's something about that. And he's like, Bridal Mart is a very cheap and inexpensive way to do the right thing. Okay, I'm calling Bridal Mart.
It was a combo.
Made a killing.
Bridal Mart was where you'd get the gowns at
unbelievably low prices.
Yeah.
And then he had Wedding Chapel of Mesa.
He's a oh, killer.
Wow. Double dipping.
So that you'd, awesome. You'd book that.
Is he's no longer with us?
I don't think so.
Oh,
yeah.
My. That's a shame.
Bob. Well, Bob was his first name.
The meeting outside is going to be epic. I'm not allowed anywhere near. But, Brady, you could infiltrate this and tell us all the nonsense. I'm so against, like, motivational speakers because it makes me feel worse. If I'm there, that means my life sucks and somebody's trying to help me.
The great thing about Bob from Wedding Chapel, that was passed on to me from another guy or friend, Doug King.
Oh, yeah.
He was handling that, and he moved on. He's like, you got to take this.
You got to do the
client over.
All night long. Thinking about getting married? She not getting her period? Come to the bridal market. It costs about $300. Her parents will be happy with you. You get a little stress off your back. You're still going to be a dad
for $50.
This is awesome.
What are the odds of Tripp's going to be out there in his Reeb shirt just sleeping through this thing?
Tripp. Tripp will. He's like when Sinatra used to do cameos on Carson.
He'll pop in. Give his blessing.
All right. I think it's great what we're doing. He has no idea what this meeting's about. Great what we're up to here. You guys are all great. And, you know, I've worked in a lot of places. And I got to tell you, this is a great group. Just a great group. Thank you to everybody. Joseph, great job. And then he slinks back, grabs some M&Ms, and gets the F out of here. What you're going to hear as that meeting breaks is Tripp's Mercedes going out of the parking lot.
I wish we could get Tripp a podium that has plexiglass all the way around it.
Like a Pope-mobile?
Yeah, and he rolls in on the meetings.
Oh, it's just so funny. And they're doing it on the patio on a windy day. They don't know it's windy yet, but it's going to be by the time this thing starts and everybody's going to complain. This is a nightmare. I wouldn't be shocked if a helicopter came by and dropped baubles on them and killed someone.
So how come we didn't give the dude from corporate a T-shirt?
Because he's got to stand up.
He probably turned it off.
He's not one of these loser drones. He's got a job.
Now, this could be for him. This could be the show for him.
He's bouncing around from city to city.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. This is one of our spectacular programs we have going here.
Step it up. We got programs. Yeah, You guys are rocking it. But we know what? COVID's really kind of crushed the economy, so it's time for the rocket. It's Guy Fieri.
How about this weather?
Oh, I couldn't get enough of this.
So far, blues really outnumbering mustard.
Prediction. Whoever that dude is opens with a, hey, you know what? No matter how this ends, I'm just happy to be out of Minneapolis. This weather. They're like, ah, ha, ha, we know it's nice here. It's like when the comedians, they always open with a weather joke. How do you people live here? And they say, okay, we get it. You're going to do the weather hunk.
Throwing the guns out.
These are guns of success.
Oh,
I'm aiming them at you.
You got some.
Here's a shot
at you. You got a couple of guns on you.
I'm like an incel of success. I'm just firing into the crowd.
Oh, they got breakfast catered to them, too. Yeah, look at this.
I know. How much manufactured go to break. Enthusiasm going on out there.
Brady's got breakfast. You're going to put the T-shirt on.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
They got to have an extra one down there for you.
I got my AR-15.
Everyone, get your guns out.
Hey, everybody. I'm like Columbine, only I shoot success at you.
What's wrong with this guy?
Hey. He just lose it.
What clients are in your crosshairs?
Hey. He's so unstable. He's got his little fake guns out. Get on here. Get on your knees. Success.
I don't like the speaker at all.
Oh, my God. I can't. I got to figure out a way to get in on this. They will never let me be part of this because of all the laughing and pointing.
Shoot. Just crash it. Just go out there.
No, they'll stop talking.
A commercial.
They'll stop talking.
Hey, there's a team player.
Hey, Jill
and Lisa.
Uniform. All right, Jill and Jill.
Come here. She won't come in here. They won't talk to me today.
Ready to go,
come
Lisa. Here, Lisa.
I brought you grapefruit. I picked fruit last night.
We need to find out about this program.
Yeah, what are we doing? At least tell us the name of it. The salespeople.
They are running.
They're running down the hall.
This is how, like, we fund their lives. If it wasn't for us, you'd be broke. You'd be selling Woody.
What is the program? Did you find out?
They've got passes.
It's got
Fairchild. Yeah.
Short. Oh, this is... Oh, damn it, I want to be part of this farce.
Nicholas says, there are a lot of days when I'm really happy to be a trash truck driver.
Absolutely.
Today's one of them.
You know
drive
what?
By right down 52nd Street on that by. Horn.
Burk, burk. I'd rather pick up garbage.
Then sell the Woody show.
Never sell the Woody. Well, it's the same thing. Like giving out garbage.
Anywho, we have fun with our coworkers, but they want nothing. Look at that. Did you see them run away
they
from
wanted me? Nothing.
You can't know about it. You can't know about it. Because I made fun of their arts and crafts. They used to put up like drawings of what
they still do.
My most fun one was I went up and I was looking around.
With the cars?
Downstairs. No. They all had to get into teams of three and draw themselves being successful with markers. And I swear to God, these people in their 40s and 50s draw like they're six. They're stick figures with dollar signs in their
hands. Of course, because that's not their job.
They're like bikes that would never turn. Like the forks don't do that. You've broken the car is like up in the air, and one of them was paragliding.
It looked like a Gilbert's mom's refrigerator, exactly. Just with all these terrible pictures all over
A+. So I was like, A+, this is the most successful. Like, this is better than going out and selling. And Layla told me, she goes, it really motivates them. I'm like, I guarantee. And I turned and I said, Lisa, did you hate the day you had to draw your success? And she just looked. She goes, it was fine. And I could tell in her face she couldn't say it because Layla's her boss.
I think they're doing Jeopardy, John.
Oh, I will kill you.
Wait a minute.
They put up the categories, it looks like, up on top.
Yeah. And let's take a look at today's categories. People used to have jobs. Selling Woody.
Who is Woody?
Yeah, who is Woody? Lower famous Woodies.
I'll take lower commissions. For
right.
Name one member not Holmberg on the morning show. Yeah.
Remember your bonus. And finally, what happened to Ian?
Who's your favorite morning show?
In the middays.
It's Mo. I saw Mo yesterday because I was here till like 2, and she popped in. I'm like, what the hell are you still? Oh, yeah, you're just now getting off. Because it's 2 o'clock, your morning show just ended.
It's a long day.
Great stuff happening in our building. And it does. It makes me so happy that we've never had to deal with it. But I guarantee you, Tripp's going to. He's giggling his whole way into this. Listen to
is
this.
Is he not here yet?
He's ruining everything. These are salespeople. They're
Check
frag.
Your phone. Has he texted you?
Not yet.
Oh. Stop talking about it.
I'm on my way.
Shut the up.
I've already got the Rock Wars topic.
The
song
yeah.
for the all-campus
That's
rocker.
Right.
Motivational sales song. All right, we'll get into that. Oh, man. And they're all divided up as mustard versus blue. I'm on mustard.
I'm on blue. We're not friends anymore.
I'm going to sell so much more digital than you.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's what this meeting's about.
Check out these digits.
I got
whoa!
I got the biggest digital penetration in the market.
Oh.
All right, Wintermeyer, sit down.
Bad puns.
Knock it off. This isn't funny. And we flew a guy in here from the snow, and he's going to talk about the weather for a minute, and then the wind's going to blow this big board over, and we're all going inside.
We'll reconvene downstairs where we're not supposed to be.
This is great. Yeah, we can't gather downstairs anymore because they'll all die of COVID.
Yeah. Look how close they are.
They're,
well, they're
outside,
shoulder.
Richard.
Oh, that's right.
Besides that, if you don't pick up your Woody numbers, I want you to die from the COVID. Anyway, this is fantastic.
I came from Minneapolis, you know. Right now, you go there, you can eat snow. But I came out to Arizona, you can't eat sunshine.
I was outside this morning when I flew in. I was horrible. I was shoveling snow and kicking it all around, and I just, you know what, and I ate crap. I fell down twice. But you know what I'm here to do right now? Eat some ass in Phoenix. We're going to crush this place. Does this guy just say he's going to eat ass?
Everyone stand up. Turn left. Now eat the other person.
We're going to make a human centipede of sales out here. A human millipede. Jill, put your face right in the cheeks of Lisa. Do it. Do it, goddammit. If you're willing to do that, you can make any sale.
John, National Weather Service says 30 minutes away from 25 to 35 yes. mile an hour gusts.
Oh, man. This is going to be awesome.
By the way, real quick, if you're in the area of 52nd Street and McDowell all the way down to the 202, there's about to be a really nice free screen flying by. It's brand new. You can show movies on it in your backyard and stuff, or PowerPoint presentations. Oh, this is great. Have fun out there, Mustard v. Blue.
Oh, it's already starting.
Oh, no, the wind is starting to push that board. You know what? They're going to come up with a plan here to tie it to something. And then it's going to lift up.
That's what Ben's doing.
Are they doing live streaming it or what?
Yeah, and then the bass is going to hit somebody in the head. Oh, this is all bad. Oh, there's nothing worse than the motivational work meeting. Nothing worse. Yeah. Thank your lucky stars, trash truck driver and guy.
even if you're cleaning out the ladies' tampon bin right now at the Piggly Wiggly.
Silver box.
Right? Yeah. Just get that glove up to your arm and just start pulling out the KNIX panties that are wringable and washable. Oh, God. What the gush.
Sure, you got a half hour ahead of you folding at the K-Momo, but...
Yeah, so what? You're isolated. Nobody's up here asking. You only need to have a motivational meeting, you guys. Your sales are down. This just shouts. As you drive by, just realize. Yeah, that's the phrase that pays. Sales are down. KUPD's fine. That's why we can laugh. As far as I know.
Like the good doctor right there.
Yeah. With the sales,
sales are down.
Sales are down. You are dead. And bring some dude with the spectrum to come in and just give it to him straight. Emotions are not part of sales. Oh, I got to be spectrum boy to do this?
It's just matter-of-fact guy.
Love this.
The launch rate at KDKB.
Oh, at least that would be something.
People are leaving.
This is all nonsense. They're going to get booked. And what they don't realize as salespeople, this is what no one realizes. When they fly someone in to give you new tools, they just gave you a little more rope to hang yourself. Because now they're saying, it's not our fault. We gave you all the tools. If you can't make this work, I would sit back and best day of my life was when my friend Colin threw that book back at that guy when he was trying this exact same type of meeting. And we all got a copy of Who Moved My Cheese. It was the fifth time we'd been sold in 2 years. Another new group of people telling us how things are going to change. And Colin threw the book at the dude talking and goes, I know who moved my cheese. You move my cheese. Tell me where my cheese is so I can do my damn job. And everybody else threw their books at him. And the guy froze and goes, we'll be right back. And he went into another room, came back. I said, evidently, you guys are pretty upset. I know you've been through a lot. And we just sat there and like, we're calling the shots now.
Yeah.
And within a week, that place sold us anyway. Yeah. Didn't matter.
Here's your new coach.
It's insulting to have someone fly in and write a book to say, who moved my cheese? You did, dick.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to know where my cheese is all the time if you're the one moving it.
Wait a minute. You guys didn't know about cheese before I got here?
It's a really helpful book.
It's starting.
Millions.
Susan's up there.
Oh, they've turned us down. That's for sure.
We got to get through this before Holmberg gets off the air and gets out
of
here.
He's going to come out. We got 52 minutes. Or that jackass is going to come out here and start pointing and laughing at our obvious flawed system. Oh, I love it. Just love it. Anyway, sorry. We're having a moment here at work. Because we can't be part of it. But this is when I'm glad they look at us as like slugs.
John, I never thought I'd say it, but God, this makes me love mining.
Yeah. Yeah. I've never been happier to be a feces specialist in the sewer.
Imagine this happening out at Freeman in Globe.
All right, boys. Canaries be damned, we're going in. It's better than being a goddamn salesman in radio.
Get your helmets.
Yeah. Nah, helmets are for girls. The alternative is sitting outside in a meeting in 30-mile-an-hour winds with a screen that's about to smash me.
Now I'm going in!
They're doing the force clapping and everything else, too.
I knew there was something to it when I first started for Ben. In radio.
Ben works here every day. It's like they just introduced Ben, and they're like, yay. Like,
yeah, Ben's here every day. The new guy's here.
So what? Look at the new guy standing with his hands on his hips. Oh, this is phenomenal.
Oh, Tripp's here.
Is he out there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Where?
Oh, he is out there. And he's got his KUPD mask on today.
Yeah.
That's a gift.
Well, because I like to exude success.
I like winners.
I like winners. I don't want Woody on my mouth.
Oh, he's going in. And Tripp's doing the slow fade.
Is he leaving?
He's sliding.
He's on a post. He's on a post.
Is Tripp failing?
He's almost got the Irish goodbye down.
I don't see him. Well, they have to introduce him, and then he has to say a few words, and then he's gone.
Oh, that's right. They got to introduce him.
I got a lunch at 10 until 4. I got to talk to HR about a few things.
Enjoy the nitty-gritty dirt bag.
Hold on a tick. Are those AJ's bags for breakfast?
Starbucks.
Oh, okay. Pricks. All right. Anyway, sorry about that.
There he goes. Tripp's gone.
Tripp's out?
Tripp's gone.
Yeah.
Oh, he escaped. He
escaped.
Adios, losers. I already won.
Next up. This studio.
Your goal is to be more like me, successful, and that is all. Anyway.
Anywho.
I don't. Yeah. Dave Har is a mustard. It's 9/11. I'm so. Oh boy, is it?
Whoa, jeez. Whoa.
Feels like it. They're praying for a plane right now. let's get to Rock Wars. That's coming up in a second. Sorry. Thank you for letting us divulge into this thing, because we get to watch it right outside our window, and you've never seen a sack of sadness like we're looking right now. Rock Wars coming up in moments.
Big, red, badass.